If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra. Well, Kendra here. Sue, it was a wild night at the Garden last night. I wish I was at the game.
So do I.
Celtics came from behind. They're still in it now. 3-2 is the series. Knicks still lead, but it's okay. We're ready. We're good. We're going to go all the way. And I actually found somebody that went to the game.
Awesome.
I can't believe it. One of my friends, Blake Whitney, was at the game last night, and we woke him up this morning to tell us what it was like inside the Garden. Blake, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm all right. A little hoarse, but I'm all right.
A lot of cheering and screaming last night, I imagine.
Yeah, it was pretty rocking place.
Oh. So how did you, do you have season tickets, or were you able to go with a friend, or how did you get to go to the game last night?
No, I don't season tickets. A friend and I decided to surprise our sons and take them there instead of basketball practice. So they thought they were going to practice, and we pulled out their bags with their shirts and everything and brought them in.
Oh my God.
It was a lot of fun.
Oh my
That's
God.
Awesome.
That's
surprise.
Dad of the year right there. Oh my God. That's crazy. What a surprise. What was their reaction? Were they like so happy?
They were going nuts. They were like whispering, something's up. We're not on the way to practice. Where are we? And I was like, oh, I got to go to the store. And
oh my gosh.
We figured it out and we gave them their clothes.
So what was it like in the Garden? Did you get there pretty early? And just, I mean, it must have been unbelievably fun.
It was a lot of fun. The traffic was brutal getting in, of course. There's always construction, you know. But the place was so loud. It was as loud as I've ever been. I've been to a bunch of playoff games over the years, and the Garden's always a special place when it gets super loud.
Did you guys stay all the way to the very end of the game?
We stayed to the very end. The kids, you know, we had good seats, and the kids were so excited, and they wanted to see the bench players play, and even then they were cheering for them when they hit a three or a dunk.
Yeah.
So, we're raising good Celtics fans.
I know. I was nervous watching just because even though, you know, in the last half of the game they were like up by 20, you know, we all know what happened in game one and two. So I was like, oh my God, no lead is big enough. But at what point did you know, like, we've got this?
Not until they put the subs in. Unfortunately. We saw the lead and they'd hit it play, but the Celtics kept fighting and it was you know, you had confidence there. They had players, a lot of players with foul trouble, so I think it wasn't as intense the last 4 minutes as it could have been.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that is a Boston thing, too. If you grew up with the teams not winning, there is no lead big enough for me to be comfortable, at least. Like, that's the question I always ask my husband. Are we good? Are we good? Can they still come back with 2 minutes left? So it was awesome. What a great experience for
you.
You
gave
and
your boys a lifetime memory. That's what I love the most about this.
They practice hard. They both play travel ball together and with some other friends. And, that you know, it's just fun to let them see the pros in person and see what, you know, because the Celtics fight every play. They see all the hustle plays, the blocks, the rebounds, all that stuff.
So if we force a game 7 and we're back in Boston, are you going to make your way there?
Probably not. It probably broke the budget for this playoff.
I was going to say,
it ain't cheap.
I know.
But we'll watch it for sure.
Yeah.
No doubt. We'll watch it.
Oh, what a cool thing. One last thing, Blake, before we let you go. Are you a jersey-wearing person or not? Because my husband, Steven, is not. Neither is Sue's husband. Do you wear a jersey or do you just do like a Boston t-shirt? Green?
Well, I used to not. And then I did. I bought what's his name? Hayward. I bought a Hayward jersey, and then the next day he broke his ankle, and I was like, oh my goodness. So I haven't bought one that's nice since then. I have like a cheaper version, but my kids, both of our sons happened to get brown jerseys for Christmas, and so they both were wearing them and just loved watching him play.
Oh, that's great. Oh, you so got the awesome. Sue Tabb curse.
Yeah.
She bought a Kike Hernandez jersey, and then
he got traded the next week. And now I won't buy anything with anybody's name on it.
I just need to buy like a Garnett jersey because he was my favorite player
there you go.
In college, and that way he can't get traded or hurt anymore.
Right.
That's it.
Right. There you go.
Blake, thank you so much for waking up and checking in with us. We appreciate it. What a great experience for your kids, and I'll probably see you around town.
Yeah, no problem. Go Celtics.